Dean Richards joins us with entertainment news. Good morning, Dean.
Oh, don't rush the weather like that. Wow.
Yeah, sorry about that.
We'll be playing Christmas carols pretty soon.
Okay, so surprise me, because normally we get a bulletin from you on all the entertainment headlines, but we have not received anything. So this will be news to me as well as the listeners.
I thought I sent it, but let me double check.
Okay, that's all right.
As we speak, it just so happens I do have it sitting here on my computer and forgot to hit the send button. What do you know?
Don't worry. We'll edit this part of the show out, so yeah. It'll be very smooth.
Yeah. Hey, Dean, what about that Whitney Houston? She's been gone for 8 years now, but she's making news today.
See, you don't even need me.
Yes, Bob, that's true. There's a very nice honor, very nice distinction for Whitney Houston that took place yesterday. She became the first ever black artist to get three diamond certified albums. A diamond certified album is when an album sells 10 million copies. It doesn't happen very often. In fact, it's only happened with Garth Brooks, the Beatles, Led Zeppelin, Shania Twain, and the Eagles. Whitney Houston now joins that group with her second album that came out in 1987 called Whitney, that contained the song I Want to Dance with Somebody Who Loves Me, and you know, so many other of her early hits. Her debut album, the self-titled album, also went in excess of 10 million copies, 13 million to be exact, and the Bodyguard soundtrack sold 18 million copies. So
wow.
nice honor for Whitney Houston. People still buying those Whitney Houston albums all these years, even after her death. So, Dean, you say you have some Kardashian news.
No, I have the sheet now.
Oh, okay.
It arrived.
Oh, okay, good. Sorry.
I was going to say, and now Dean keeps up with the Kardashians.
Yes, he does. I've got not one but two Kardashians to tell you about today. Let's start off with Khloe. She, turns out, is revealing that she had COVID-19. Of course, it wouldn't be happening if it wasn't happening on their show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I guess it's the subject of the next episode that we'll be on. But she said that she had vomiting and chills and headaches and a burning cough. She doesn't know when she caught it. She doesn't know from whom she caught it. But she's doing much better now. But we'll talk about it in the next episode. Kanye West said that he had COVID-19 last March. So I don't know if it's a family thing that was going around. In the meantime, Kim Kardashian just celebrated a birthday. And, you know, it's tough to have a pandemic birthday because people can't get together for celebrations.
Did they just drive by the mansion and beep their horns?
Well, here's Kim did what any of us would do. She threw a $1 million birthday party in French Polynesia and flew her family and closest friends to a private island there for a nine-day party. A nine-day party and released pictures of it. No social distancing, no one wearing masks. Kim said that she did ask everyone to be screened multiple times and to quarantine before they came to the French Polynesian island. She says, I realize that for most people this is something so far out of reach right now. I am humbly reminded of how privileged my life is.
So one mention of that on Instagram will pay for it. Right.
That's very true. You know what? I hadn't even thought of that. That's very true. She monetizes every thing that she posts on social media. So you're probably right that, she probably made money on the deal, actually.
Are people asking you to suggest scary movies for Halloween weekend?
Always. Happens every year. When it gets to be this time of year. And, you know, people are always asking me, is there something that I can watch? And I recommend the classics. I mean, to me, you tell me which ones are your favorites. To me, the original Universal horror films, the original Frankenstein, Dracula, Wolfman.
Yep.
You cannot beat those movies for anything.
I still love The Invisible Man too.
Invisible Man is fantastic. Those original movies are, I mean, they the special effects are hokey. They're not that great, but there's some quality about those movies,
right,
that are so terrifying. I love Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein.
Those are the best.
Those are the best movies.
Yeah.
Those are fantastic. You know, for truly disturbing and scary movies, for me, people always ask me what I think is, the scariest movie of all time. And I would really call it the most disturbing movie of all time. For me, it's still The Exorcist. When, mm-hmm. When I watch that, and I think, people tell me all the time, they agree with me, that it is just profoundly scary because it shakes people to the core of their beliefs. So a lot of people have said that. But an organization, scientific organization at some university, wired people up and had them watch a variety of what is considered to be the, really, really scary movies. And they measured their heartbeat and they measured their respiration. They've measured physiological responses in the body to watching some of these movies. And the movie that got the highest marks for increased heartbeat, increased breathing, a blood pressure going up, was an Ethan Hawke movie from 2012 called Sinister. It was about a writer who finds a box of Super 8 home movies, about this murder that he is researching, about the work of a serial killer. And the story gets much more involved than that. I won't give too much away about it, but it is one heck of a white knuckler. I would have never guessed that to be the scariest movie of all time, but you can't argue with science.
No, you can't. I would have guessed it would have been Ghost Dad or Leonard Six, but I'm not a scientist.
Ghost Dad was scary for its own, a whole new reason for being scary.
More from Dean coming up momentarily. We'll hear from Vince Vaughn, and also we've got a clip of David Letterman with Jimmy Kimmel. And Dean, I am going to give you a recommendation for something to watch immediately, and you'll want to binge on this, and you won't be able to turn it off, and it's fantastic, and we'll get to that after a quick break here.
Awesome.
It's 8:22. Let's get to the Borat story of the day before we hear from Vince Vaughn and talk about David Letterman. Yeah, what now?
Well, no, it's not a bad story. It's actually quite a nice story. For those of you that saw the movie, you saw Janice Jones. She was the woman who Borat took his daughter, the actress who played his daughter, to babysit her.
Yeah, she was great.
He was doing some other things. Very, very lovely, very kind woman, mm-hmm. who was trying to talk some sense. She thought that a documentary was being made about child brides. She didn't know that it was Borat. She didn't know what was going on. I mean, she was, like almost everybody else in the movie, kind of tricked into doing this scene. But she was very sweet and very nice to the actress who was playing Borat's daughter, who wanted to be married to somebody else. So the backstory on this Janice Jones was that she was recruited at her church to participate in this because they thought it was a documentary. She did get paid by the Borat people to do this. She got $3,600 from the Borat people for her participation. But it turns out that because of COVID-19, Janice Jones wound up losing her job and suddenly did not have any money. Her pastor set up a GoFundMe page for her. And as of this date, the GoFundMe page for Janice Jones is up to $100,000.
She deserves it.
Yeah, she did. She did a great job, and she just seemed like such a lovely, wonderful person trying to help somebody else that she thought was in trouble. So, if you want to participate, if you want to donate, if you go to Janice Jones on GoFundMe, you'll be able to find the page to make a donation.
A very caring person, obviously. Tell us about Vince Vaughn.
Vince has a new movie coming out. He hasn't been in one in a while, in a feature film. His new movie is called Freaky, and it's kind of a Halloween twist on the old movie Freaky Friday, where there's a body switch between mom and daughter. In this movie, it's a body switch between a serial killer and a lovely high school student. There is this guy that's going around and killing people in their town. And when he's about to stab this lovely high school girl, there is a body switch that happens. So the lovely little high school girl becomes the serial killer, and Vince Vaughn becomes a high school girl. And the whole premise is really, really kind of cute and kind of funny, and it's a fun movie for Halloween. It comes out on the Friday the 13th, so you know we've got a little time before that comes out. But I caught up with Vince yesterday, our old pal, on a Zoom chat. Vince, sort of welcome home in this weird virtual world that we're living in now.
Thank you, my friend. It's good to see you, Dean.
Likewise. So have you been quarantining in California, or have you been back in the Chicago area at all with family?
No, I've been out here for the quarantine, although I did struggle through the Bears game last night watching them. But they've been pretty good up until this point.
You're pretty much living in L.A. all the time now. I mean, for a while you had a place downtown, you had a place out in Lake Forest, but you're pretty much living the L.A. life now, right?
Yeah, I'm more out in California. I have, you know, I did live back in Chicago not too long ago, and I still go back. Obviously, hopefully when this thing gets over, I spend a lot of time there still, but I've been out here more.
So what have you been doing during the quarantine, Vince?
And then my house, Dean, has been like Little House on the Prairie. I got two kids. And they're kind of learning here at home. I have some other kids come over to learn, so they have a pal to do stuff with. But it's been great, you know, getting to spend time with the family.
Please tell me that you're doing e-learning with the kids, because I'm imagining this whole Vince Vaughn e-learning scenario in my head.
We had a challenging moment last night where my daughter came and asked me a math question, and I sort of explained it to the best of my ability. It was the only one she got wrong on the test.
And
my wife, being a stickler, said, no, we have to keep it the way that it is. And I sort of felt responsible that my advice was not complete enough for her to solve it. So,
yeah. I don't know if any parents can relate to that, where you're helping the kids with the homework and you're the one that makes the mistake on that. But that's what Vince is going through in his house right now.
I taped Letterman on Kimmel last night. Do we have time to sneak in a little bit of that?
It's a fantastic interview. I mean, the interview in total is great. I just have a couple of quick little clips here where he's talking about the World Series, but also his new series that's just debuted on Netflix. My next guest needs no introduction.
The thing that I've noticed about this show, which should come as no surprise to me or anyone else, everybody on that list of all of the people that we've interviewed, they're all smarter and more dynamic than I am, which
is great
because you're able to learn something from talking to smart. I mean, that won't happen here tonight, but. You know what I mean?
I found her
to be quite dynamic.
Did you watch the game last night, or you did not watch the game?
I'm sorry, I forgot it was World Series time.
It's okay. It's not required.
They beat the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then there was some controversy about a player who was supposed to be quarantined, who decided he wasn't going to be quarantined, and... There is no I in team, but there's an I in ventilator.
That's right. There is an I in ventilator.
when I lived in Los Angeles, it was the Dodgers in the 70s playing the Yankees in the World Series.
77-78. Yes.
Okay. Tommy Lasorda went to the ballgame and met Tommy Lasorda, and he always wanted us to come into the clubhouse after the game. And I felt very uncomfortable with that because Tommy would always be there either naked or in his underpants. I just thought,
gotta love Dave.
Dave is the greatest. I miss him so much. The whole interview is on Jimmy Kimmel's YouTube page if you want to watch it.
You have your Dean's list. I have my Bob's list, or I could call it the BS list. You got to watch Undoing on HBO with Nicole Kidman and Hugh Grant. It's fantastic.
I have been hearing nothing but great things about that.
Check it out and report back here tomorrow.
Undoing. All right. I got my homework assignment.
See ya.
I'm going to call Vince Vaughn and ask him what I should do.